If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans. Across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you like. You can holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got a real NFL draft to talk about. We got some real NHL hockey playoffs to talk about. We got some real NBA playoff basketball to talk about, where obviously the Dorfman is in a state of shock and confusion and dazed and confused about what in the hell he saw from Mike Budenholzer and the Milwaukee Bucks. And just, man, oh man, just a tailwind spin there, man. Just craziness happened. So at the end of the day, we're down Memphis. We're down Milwaukee. We've got a great day of basketball ahead of us with the Knicks going in the second round against those Miami Heat who took out the Bucks. You got your Boston Celtics who got through Atlanta, maybe a game or so more than it should have taken. But at the end of the day, if you can't tell, Mike, chaos is here, brother. How you feeling?
Hey, you know what? This Boston Celtics fan is feeling relieved. It's survive and move on. And I will tell you why I will be a bit more of a Green Bay Packer fan moving forward.
I'm guessing it's because there's that bad man who left and he's now a Jet. Anyways, on the other side, we're going to talk some NHL hockey with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, man. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Between jobs, retiring, or just need health or life insurance, please visit myhealth-quotes.com or call 833-687-5261. Before you try to get a quote online, call us. We will provide you with the information most sites will not. We teach you exactly what life or health insurance plan you qualify for, how to use your plan, and maximize your benefits. We provide you with the information to make a knowledge-based decision to ensure selecting the right plan. myhealth-quotes.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
People, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. By the way, always live each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clock wherever the heck you may be in the world to check us out. Without further ado, we are going to go out to the phones and hook up with our first guest of the day, and that is none other than John Poulter, our professor of sports. He comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk some NHL hockey, and we're going to then switch gears and talk a little Major League Baseball, too. But John, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Andy. You're doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Well, I am, you know me, man. I'm in my sweet spot where we're watching NBA playoff basketball and we're watching NHL hockey playoff action. This is my time, man. I can't lie. I love this time of year, and rightfully so. Like, how good has the first round of the NHL playoffs been, John? Let's just throw it out there, man. I mean, we've got some game sevens ahead of us, right? We've had some really good series that went six games, so first round of the NHL playoffs did not disappoint, did it?
It did not disappoint at all. And the only series that was over in less than six games was the Vegas-Winnipeg series, which was over in five. And those games were fairly competitive. So in terms of competition, it's been really good hockey to watch.
Yeah, I cannot disagree. And I don't want to steal some guy's thunder about a team from Seattle. So, you know what? I'm just going to get quiet right now and let Mike take over. Go ahead, bro.
No, look, I am extremely happy for the city of Seattle and what the Kraken have done. I mean, like, John, you know, they're from the region of the country that I'm from. So that's why I root for them. But look, we look at the Colorado Kraken series, and we got the Boston series, and What have those four teams done, or maybe not done, depending on what team you're talking about, to get us to a game seven? Because to me, the Kraken have just played out of their mind. Like they've risen their level of concern, I guess, or they just kind of play with their hair on fire a little bit. And the Avalanche, you know, like you said, you expect the Avalanche to get to the Stanley Cup Finals, and then there's Boston, who's done all this phenomenal work during the season, and they're looking at a game seven. What gives, man? What's going on here?
Well, looking at the Colorado-Seattle series first, I think Seattle are playing with house money. Nobody expected them to. They're deservedly in that series. They were a 100-point team over the regular season, so let's not discount what they did to get there. They're not there by some fluke. They've played exceptionally well. They took the first game in Denver, which I think set the Avalanche on their ear. They've played extremely well in pretty much every game that they have played since. They've had a couple of spells where they have let down and the Avalanche have taken advantage of it, specifically on the power play. But Seattle have played, I'm not going to say they played above their head, because as I mentioned, they were a 100-point team during the regular season, and that's nothing to sneeze at. But you have to admit, and we all have to admit, that to most people, they're not in the same level of the league as the Colorado Avalanche. But they've played Colorado every bit as good as any other team in the NHL would have done. Their full value for that 3-3 tie. Colorado has the advantage of being at home. That should be enough to do it, but Seattle has already won a game in Denver. So, you know, it's a toss-up. Somebody has a good game, somebody has a bad game. You never know what can happen. I'd still be, if I was a betting man, I would still be putting my money on the Colorado team, but stranger things have happened. Flipping over to the other series, that to me is the one that's really, really puzzling, because Florida had a bad start, so their standing at the end of the season probably doesn't warrant a number 8 seed. But Boston was so dominant throughout the year, as we've talked many times on this program throughout the hockey season. I have to wonder if Boston either took this too lightly, which I doubt, or whether the law of averages is just starting to catch up with them. And if it's starting to catch up with them, it could not come at a worse time. Florida's already won a couple of games in Boston, so it's quite conceivable on Sunday night they could go in there and win that Game 7. I'm looking for that to be an extremely interesting game. The pressure is all on Boston. We talked about Seattle playing with house money. I think the Florida Panthers are playing with house money here. They've got 60 minutes to play one good game and maybe get to the second round. And Boston has worked so hard all season and could find themselves on the outside looking in.
You know, I'm going to relate this to something that is near and dear to my heart, and it absolutely destroys me to say it, but it's pretty similar in a lot of ways. You know, John, you and I were texting throughout the weekend and the week and stuff like that, and you asked me a question about the Milwaukee Bucks, and you said, did they choke or did Miami play really well? Well, I think this is kind of similar. Like, let's be honest here, man. The Bruins were the best team in the regular season, right? Like, they absolutely whooped up on everybody, similar to, like, the Milwaukee Bucks to a certain degree. You can kind of make a comparison here, and I just got to ask. I mean, I'm going to tell you that I think the Milwaukee Bucks losing in the first round to the Miami Heat was a complete failure, okay? I mean, I know Giannis doesn't think so, and I understand his point of view, and I get it, and I think that that's a really mature, philosophical way to look at it, okay? But quite frankly, a lot of people don't look at it in the same way. So with that being said, would you compare this Boston Bruin team, if they were to lose this series, how big of a letdown would it be? Is it an epic collapse like I think of the Milwaukee Bucks losing to the Miami Heat?
I think it's almost exactly the same thing, Andy. And is it any coincidence that we're talking about two teams from Miami that might be making those big upsets? No question in my mind that if Boston goes out anything before the Stanley Cup Final, it's a disappointing season. The earlier than that they go out, the bigger the disappointment. And if they were to go out in the first round to a number 8 seed, I just think that would be unacceptable to the Boston fan base, and I think it's going to be a very interesting situation if that happens. Of course, we may find now that the Bruins come out and turn it on Sunday night and just go out and blow the Panthers right out of the rink. I mean, there's always that possibility, but Florida's hung in there for six games. They've won a couple of must-win games. They were down 3-1 after dropping games 3 and 4 in Miami. So anything is possible. I just think that all the pressure's on the Bruins. There's no question about that.
The way that they're lighting up the lamp, too. I mean, I'm sorry, but you know, a lot of goals been scored. It's been like a track meet more than anything. So I think, you know, this is a really, really tough time for Boston, like you're saying. I mean, that's why I made the comparison, because I think it's extremely similar to what the Milwaukee Bucks did to the Miami Heat. And it's not that often that we can compare these two sports in the same way, but, you know, you have two teams that are so heavily favored, right? Like, this shouldn't be a really good series on paper, but yet we're at a game seven, man. And like you said, John, anything can frickin' happen in a game seven. And there's no guarantee that Boston, because they're playing at home, is going to win. Because, like, they've got all the pressure. Panthers playing with house money. Kraken playing with house money. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to predict that one of those two teams might advance to the second round of the playoffs, John. I really believe it. I think something crazy is going to happen.
Well, it's a very good possibility, and the last set of stats I looked at for Game 7, which would obviously be prior to this season, I believe the home team won about 57% of the time. That is not an awful big advantage for a home team, and if you look at the stats for home and road this year in the Stanley Cup playoffs, I believe it's 18 home game wins, 29 road game wins. So you've got to think that Seattle and Florida have a little bit of an advantage from that standpoint also. Add to that the fact that they are the teams that are playing with house money. You never know. Boston and Colorado could get extremely nervous, and those sticks could feel awfully tight in their hands tonight.
Yeah, and then obviously we do have to talk a little bit about the Monday Nighter, right? Because we've got another Game 7, Rangers and Devils. So how awesome is that going to be?
That's been a war right from Game 1. And when we talked about previewing these series, we talked about that being a 1-1A series. First four games were all won by the road team. It's settled down a little bit since. So let's see what kind of a trend we get on Monday night when that takes place.
All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll talk about some Major League Baseball on the other side. John Poulter, professor of sports. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, hanging out with our professor of sports. John Poulter comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we talk hockey and we also talk baseball. If you miss the hockey, you're going to have to wait till the show comes back out because that just happened last segment. But this segment, we're going to talk some Major League Baseball. And, you know, John, I'm just kind of always looking around, you know, looking at the box scores, the schedules, the standings, and this and that and the other, right? And, you know, I always notice how good the Tampa Bay Rays are because they're that gaudy 23-5 right now. And then, you know, in the division, you got Toronto not too far behind them, 4.5 games along with Baltimore. And then 8 games back, you see the New York Yankees, which probably a matter of time before they start to figure things out and hit their stride. We all know that. But it's interesting right now what's happening there because the Rays are just so good. It's pretty incredible at this point. Then you look at the Central, right, where Minnesota's on top there. And the Cleveland Guardians are kind of close, 2.5 games behind them. Detroit, the rest of the situation there. Then you look at the West, and it's a little different. I'm sorry, but Houston's not on top there. It's the Texas Rangers, and the Astros have really not played all that well this season, so we're kind of waiting for them to figure things out a little bit, right? Then you go to the National League. You look at the Braves. They're on top of their division, and the Mets, and they're 3 games behind, but all the talk was about the Mets, right? Like, so sooner or later, what's going to happen there? I'm not exactly sure. And look at that. The Marlins, somehow, some way, they're competitive and they're over 500 with a payroll that is ridiculously small, right? So that's kind of shocking and interesting. Now I'm going to get to the big one, okay? The Pittsburgh freaking Pirates, man. They're in first place right now in the Central of the National League. Obviously, my Milwaukee Brewers are close behind, great pitching for them. And then you have the Cubs who are 5 games back and so on and so forth. And then you look at the West, like, what the hell, man? The Los Angeles Dodgers are really lousy. Let's just keep it real. When they were winning games at such a crazy clip over, like, the last 5 years, and all of a sudden they can barely be a 500 team, and we're almost 30 games in. I kind of think you are who you are to a certain degree, but there are some sleeping giants, don't get me wrong. But I don't think one of them is the Los Angeles Dodgers this year. The Arizona Diamondbacks are on top of that division right now, which, let's be honest, man, it's been a struggle to watch that baseball team play for the last 5 years. So I think what I'm trying to say, John, is Major League Baseball right now is extremely upside down, and sooner or later, something's got to give, and the usual suspects are probably going to come popping out, but it seems to me like it's taking longer than normal this season. What say you?
It is taking a lot longer than normal, and to your point, it does look like it's upside down. There are some factors here that we probably need to consider, and let's not rain on the Tampa Bay Rays parade at 23-5. I mean, that's a tremendous record for this time of year, an 821 percentage. But Tampa's only played 10 of their 28 games against teams with an over 500 record, and they're only 6-4 in those games. So 17-1 against the teams under 500, those are the games they should be winning. So that's probably a factor. We've got the same situation with the Dodgers. The Dodgers have played 21 of their 28 games against teams that are over 500. Scary part is they're only 9-12 in those games. They're 6-1 in the other seven. So what the Dodgers need is to start playing some of the weaker teams, and that's going to hurt them a little bit in the schedule change this year because they no longer have all of those games against the weak sisters of the National League West. The Pittsburgh Pirates are in pretty much the same situation. They're 20-8, but they've only played 9 games against teams that are over 500. Yes, they're 6-3 in those games, which is extremely respectable. But in the 19 games against the non-500 teams, they're 14-5. So I think over the course of the season, as the schedule evens out, we will see some of these standings even out. You know, we talk about the Braves, first place by 3 games. We all expected that to be the situation, but the Braves are only 5-5 in their last 10. So that means the rest of the division isn't really playing all that well. And flipping back now to the American League East, Tampa Bay, Toronto, Baltimore, as you spoke earlier, Tampa Bay with a 4.5 game lead over the other two teams. Each of those three teams is 8-2 in their last 10. So things haven't changed in the last 10 games in that division. So it's getting to be extremely competitive. I don't see the Houston Astros sitting at 14-13, a game above 500 for the whole season. I think Texas has come out of the gate extremely quickly. They've come out extremely well, and they're well deserving of that 2-game lead. But 2 games ago, that race was tied. Texas has won the last 2 games. Houston's lost their last 2, so that's all happened this weekend. But in some cases, yes, it's upside down. I can't believe the St. Louis Cardinals are 10-18 sitting at the bottom of the National League Central. You have to wonder how long that's going to last.
Yeah, John, you know, you're talking about Texas and them being in the lead, which is, you know, kind of surprising. But they did spend a lot of money in the offseason to kind of upgrade their roster. And one of those upgrades, DeGrom, who you and I just love watching pitch, is now placed on the 15-day DL. People are talking about maybe a Tommy John, maybe with him. Obviously the disappointment in this is huge, but if he's out for any more than the 15-day DL, just what does this do to that Rangers staff?
I think I wouldn't say it destroys it, but it certainly puts a huge hole in it. DeGrom, I believe, in his last 2 starts has come out with arm stiffness. We all know how that usually ends, and that the 2 words that you use, Tommy John, are usually the way that it ends. I sometimes wonder if the Mets knew something about this when they did not want to re-sign him. They let for a guy that's a big star and has been such a dominant pitcher over the last 5, 6, 7 years, to let somebody walk like that from a market where it's a team that is not afraid to spend money. The size of the check with the Mets doesn't seem to matter. I had a feeling that the Mets knew something when they didn't make DeGrom an offer. And I'm now beginning to think that this might have been the issue, that their medical staff may have advised them that there was a potential problem looming here or an existing problem that wasn't likely to get any better, and it was just a matter of time before the straw that broke the camel's back. Maybe we've seen that straw breaking the camel's back right now. Maybe the Mets knew something that nobody else did, and strange to believe that Texas didn't discover this problem when they did a medical. When you sign a guy to a contract like that, you'd think that the medical, as we found out with the Carlos Correa situation, these medicals are generally pretty strict in terms of what they go through, pretty thorough in the way that they do it. I'm struggling to understand what the problem is here. If this is a new problem, then it's just bad luck. But I have to think that there's a connection between the injuries that he had when he was with the Mets. I know he spent a lot of time on the DL in the last couple of years. I still think the Mets knew something here, and Texas took a chance, and it may come back and bite them in the rear end.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. I got something I want to throw at you because it's kind of interesting. And I'm noticing it right here. I'm just looking at it. And obviously, there are some games that are played there. But potentially, could we be seeing Major League Baseball getting a franchise in Mexico in the near future, John? Yes or no? And if so, how does that all work out?
I guess it's a possibility because, like every other sport, baseball is looking at expanding. Maybe we might see a team move there because we know there's a couple of franchises that are not doing exceptionally well. We know Oakland is moving to Las Vegas. That will solve one of the issues. I'm not so sure that Mexico City is the right place. That's a higher elevation city than Denver, so you're going to see an awful lot of home run balls, as we saw last night in that game between the Giants and the Padres. I was a little surprised that they played it in such a small stadium. 20,000-seat stadium, I believe, is the capacity there. 19,000 and change. I would have thought if Major League Baseball was trying to introduce new markets to the game, they would have played it in a much bigger venue. Perhaps there isn't one in Mexico City. So it looks as though if Major League Baseball goes to Mexico City, no question they would need a new stadium. You could not run a Major League team on a 20,000-seat stadium. That just does not work in this day and age. I just wonder how much more disruption the players want. You know, there's these games in Asia, there's the games in Britain, there's the games in Mexico City. Do the players really want to do all of this traveling when they already travel this much? But on the other hand, the owners are paying that kind of money. They want to get the revenue, so it's quite possible they will get there.
John, as always, a pleasure talking with you. We'll catch up with you next week, my friend. Have an awesome day and a great week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, take care, and we'll chat next week.
We'll talk during the games, I'm sure, later on today. So enjoy, and let's see who comes away. I'm predicting one of those road teams get it done. All right, John Poulter, professor of sports, everybody. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back, and I think we got to talk some drafts, some basketball. We got to get into it, Mike Wilson. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken?
computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. By the way, you can get at us. I haven't done this in a little while. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. I think the guy likes football. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. I probably like myself. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. I always like doing that, bro, because I know I'm going to make you laugh when I do that. And I know you know that I'm joking like crazy. So it's all good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all around. Okay, bro. We got to get into this for a little bit because you know me. I'm not like the hugest guy when it comes to the NFL draft, because if I told you that I probably watched, and I might even be saying too much right now, I think I watched a half hour to an hour of the NFL draft, Mike Wilson. Whereas I know like a guy like you probably sat around the TV and you geeked out and you're watching all this stuff and you're listening to Mel Kiper and you're listening to these other guys and you're like all into that crap. Bro, let me ask you something. How often do you sit and watch paint dry, too? I'm just curious. How often do you watch your grass grow? Because to me, that's what the NFL draft is like. It's really boring. It's long. It takes forever. But at the end of the day, okay, dude, I'm not oblivious. I get it, man. It changes people's lives. And obviously, it's an amazing day. And teams and organizations think they find the guy that they need and want and desire and this and that and the other. But at the end of the day, brother, it's going to take 2 to 3 to 4 years to figure it out what happens in this class. So with that being said, give me some analysis from what you had from this NFL draft 2023, bro.
Need, want, desire, huh? What is this, like a Tinder app? What are we talking about here, Dorf? So, no, look, I geek out around the draft? Yes and no. I just like seeing where guys go and who's taking who and who trade, you know, that the basics of it. I'm not sitting there just like hanging on every word that Mel Kiper says or Todd McShay, man. Are you kidding me? And, you know, so what if I like to watch paint dry or grass grow? I mean, I watch soccer and golf too, so, you know, whatever. It's like the same thing. So my thought with the draft is anytime you can draft a University of Georgia player, you freaking do it, because they are turning pros out like they're Jolly Ranchers. Like there are just tons of them everywhere. Shoot, I mean, I saw something where some guy goes, "Hey, I wonder if the water boy for Georgia is like available. Like, you know, can we get him in on this too?" But I will say this: Bryce Young, yeah, he was probably the best quarterback out of them all. Does he have all the stuff that you would like out of a quarterback? Yes. Obviously, besides the height, I mean, I'm not the biggest guy, but I know that I like my quarterbacks to be 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", and can push that ball down the field like Justin Herbert and, you know, all those guys with big cannons. But this year Bryce was the best talent out of it, and he's a winner. Obviously, he played at Alabama. You don't go to Alabama to lose. You're coached by, you know, Nick Saban, one of the best coaches of all time in college football. So was he worthy of being a number one pick? Absolutely. But here's the thing. You know, people talk about different teams having success in a draft, and you and I have talked about this 1,000 times over ad nauseum. We won't see the fruits of this draft for about 3-4 years, maybe even 5 years with some players, in terms of where they go, because you and I both know that, you know, you can have the most talented person in the world on your team, but at the end of the day, does that player fit your system and what you want to do, or are you going to change to fit your offense, to fit what that quarterback, running back, receiver, offensive lineman, DT, whatever it is, to change what you do because you got that player. And so, you know, I look at that, and then I look at what the Philadelphia Eagles did. Holy smokes, they got Jalen Carter and the linebacker, I believe it's Nolan Smith. I was all over Nolan Smith. I was like, I don't know why this kid's dropping, but I would take him in a heartbeat. He's quick. He's fast. He's mobile. He likes to hit. He comes with bad intentions. Dude, I'll even say your Packers did an okay job with the draft. And here's why I'm going to root for those guys a little bit more. They took an Oregon State Beaver in the second round, the tight end, Luke Musgrave. The guy can block, he can catch. I know that you have talent there. I know this was a draft. Drafting him was probably a depth thing for your team. But that, down the road, Musgrave's going to be a very good tight end for you guys. He's reliable. He doesn't get hurt that much. Go Pack, go on that one for me.
Hey, let me ask you a couple things, okay? Because there were a couple things that did catch my eye, even though, like I told you, I didn't watch much. So the kid, right. You were talking about Georgia, right? So let's go there for a moment. The quarterback, Stetson, I think he fell in a great place, bro. He's going to the Rams, right?
That's a great place. When I saw that, I was like, good for him. You know,
okay,
he's a little older, a little bit more mature too. So
yeah, so let me ask you this now, okay? So here's the other thing that caught my eye. It's Max Duggan, man. Like or Duggan, whatever the heck his damn name
right.
is. Listen, man. Listen, right. That caught
your
my
boy.
Eye, too. Well, hold on. But that caught my eye, too, for a couple of reasons, okay? He's going to the Chargers, right? And
right.
I don't think he's that much different than the guy they have right now, quite frankly. I'll be honest with you, okay? I think they're similar dudes. But here's my question. Like, both of those dudes were sitting in that room, man, for the Heisman. How in the hell
right.
do those guys go in the seventh round? Like, that's my question for you, dude. How in the world do two dudes that were sitting in the Heisman Trophy room go in the seventh round? To me, something's up there. There's something a little strange about that.
Right, and there's probably something with their pro days, their workouts, maybe their interviews that they have with these teams. I mean, who knows? Because I expected Stetson to go sooner. I expect Duggan to go a little sooner than he did.
Right.
And then you look at a guy like Will Levis. I was never on that guy. I was like, that guy was, I mean, they'll make excuses for him, like people were hurt, his offensive line, all this. But if you're projected to be a top 5 pick, a top 10 pick like he was, and then you don't get picked, and you continue to slide, and you and your girlfriend sit there during the draft and make faces about, you know, the disappointment that you may have, you know, it doesn't look good. Now look, where Levis went, I think that's a very good spot for him, because Tannehill is kind of on his way out. Tannehill's a pro's pro, as much as I don't like him as a quarterback, but he's a pro's pro. He's going to help Will. And Levis, you know, against SEC competition, he struggled. He has accuracy problems. And I hear these other stories about, you know, during his workouts, he went with the sleeveless look and he was trying to flex and the guns were out and all that whole thing. And that kind of turned some GMs off kind of thing, which to me, I'm like, you're paying attention to that. Oh my God. Can the guy throw? Can he put it on? Can he have timing? Can he put it on the money when he needs to? Can he get it in the tight windows? And there's just something about him that I'm like, if you're struggling against SEC talent, I mean, granted, it's not the NFL, but it's the best talent in the country. You're going to struggle at the pro level. So this thing that people thought that Levis was going to come in and set the world on fire, I'm like, someone's got some bad stuff that they're smoking, because I just didn't see it. And he did the Aaron Rodgers thing. Now, look, you and I could be extremely right about some people. We could be extremely wrong about some people. I don't root for people to not have success. I would love to see Will Levis have success at the biggest level. You would never want to do that, you know, root for a guy not to have a successful, you know, career. But, you know, this draft, like I said, is just one of those things, and it's any draft. It doesn't matter. You're drafting based on potential anymore, because what, these kids are staying in school 2 years, or in the NBA it's like one, you know, 6 months at a school, and then they're jumping to the league. But Philly did well. Your Packers did well. Detroit was a little puzzling, and then they traded DeAndre Swift yesterday, which I
thought
was
interesting. Yeah, to Philly. That to me, like, yeah. What they did there was they got another guy just like Sanders, right? I mean, in my humble opinion.
Right.
So yeah, yep. No, that was an interesting move, because when Swift was on the field for Detroit, he was really good. So that must mean that Jamal Williams is going to be their guy moving forward, right? Because he did come on
absolutely.
Too. Right? He came on too, and I think that just means that they're opening things up a little bit more for him. Yeah, Pittsburgh did
well.
Yeah, you know? Pittsburgh, yeah, I agree. Look, again, I paid attention, but I really tried not to be too heavily invested in it, because it's just – it's too long. It's too drawn out. I had Florida Man to finish.
Right.
I had Florida Man to finish from Netflix. I had a new show to start watching with Katie. And by the way, you know what? Since you mentioned that about the guys in the green room with their girlfriends, I didn't pay much attention. I didn't pay much attention. But Katie was paying attention, and she said to me, "It's pretty funny seeing what these people like look like when their guy doesn't get drafted." Because at the end of the day, here's the big joke here. Okay, we all know that these people are going to get paid. So when their girlfriend or their significant other is sitting there and they have this disappointed look on their face, I'm sorry, but that is
not a good
funny,
look,
but it's also it's funny, but it's also a little bit disgusting, right? Because like they're sitting there and they're upset because they see the dollars getting lower and lower and lower for their guy. So we could have fun, but at the end of the day, man, these people's lives change big time, and so did their family, and so did everybody that they know. We gotta take a break. I hear that music, so we're gonna come back. Wrap up hour number one. Man, oh man, it always flies by way too freaking quick. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Mike, before we get out of here this hour, anything you need to get off your chest? We haven't had an opportunity to talk NBA hoops, so we definitely will do that hour number two. We got Warriors and Kings going at a game seven. This has been an awesome series. It's been great. And then obviously you got the Knicks and Miami playing their first game. The Lakers have moved on. The Suns go down in game one to Denver in a major way, and I like Denver a lot. I think that people are sleeping on them quite a bit, but anything you need to get off your chest before we get out of here this hour?
Well, look, we didn't get a chance to do this while Professor of Sports was on, John Poulter, but we forgot to tell him, hey, look, Toronto moved on for the first time in the playoffs since, I think, 2003, 2004. It's a good time to, you know, the Blue Jays are playing well, so it's a good time to be a Toronto sports fan for sure. And then, two, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens figured it out. You know, look, they're going to have Lamar back in the fold, which is going to be great for their team. And, you know, being a Steeler fan as well, we're kind of looking forward to maybe him going somewhere else and not being a pain in the backside for us.
Yeah, but when they signed Odell Beckham, I'm sorry, my friend. To me, that was a telling tale that it was only a matter of time that they would figure this thing out. Because we know how many teams wanted Odell, right? So the fact that he winds up going to Baltimore means that Odell and Lamar probably have been talking a lot. Let's just keep
it quite a while. Right.
Yep, and they've been talking for a while, too. All right, hour one in the books, people. Hour number two on the horizon. So keep it close. We'll have Jen Herrera join us. She's a football player. We had her on a while back, and now guess what? Back in business once again. So a little bit after top of the hour, 10 after or so, we'll talk to her. And then, obviously, get back into more sports, NBA action. Big time, hour number two. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Climate activists protested at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. About 75 activists with the group Climate Defiance tried to block the entrance to the Washington Hilton. The group says they're protesting what they call President Biden's broken promises regarding fossil fuel projects. They want to see an end to fossil fuels being extracted from federal lands. The president addressing freedom of the press.
The free press is a pillar. Maybe the pillar of a free society, not the enemy.
Regulators are exploring options for the latest financial institution in crisis.
Reports say the FDIC is seeking bidders to take over San Francisco-based First Republic Bank. Justin Walfers, an economic professor at the University of Michigan, told CNN that First Republic caters primarily to wealthy customers.
And that means if people get a little bit nervous, they start to pull money out, and that means that they can be caught without enough cash in the vault.
J.P. Morgan Chase and PNC are in the running to assume ownership, and CNBC reports that could happen within days. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Meanwhile, the U.S. may have more time than originally thought before it defaults on its debts.
With tax day passing just a few weeks ago, the federal government says there's been an influx of tax money, and that's reduced the fears of the U.S. defaulting on its debts as early as June if the debt ceiling isn't raised. A new report from Goldman Sachs and Oxford Economics says the Treasury Department now should be able to continue to pay the nation's bills until the end of July. That gives lawmakers a little more time to come up with a plan to raise the debt ceiling. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. Army has identified the three soldiers who died in a helicopter crash when theirs collided with another helicopter south of Fairbanks, Alaska last week. 39-year-old Christopher Aramo of New York, 28-year-old Kyle McKenna of Colorado, and 32-year-old Stuart Waymont of Utah lost their lives. This is USA News.
Here's how we long for Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear.
The world has gone hands-free. However, if you want to put on a pair of sneakers, you still need to bend down and help your feet in. Until now. Introducing Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear. You don't need to reach down to help your heel in. You just step into them and off you go. So what's the secret? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide into place. And they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers.
Get hands-free slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
A manhunt is underway in Texas after authorities say a man shot and killed five of his neighbors after they asked him to stop shooting a rifle in his front yard because their baby was sleeping. Authorities say 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa could be anywhere now. The FBI considers him armed and dangerous. The civil rape trial involving former President Trump resumes tomorrow.
E. Jean Carroll, who's suing Trump, was on the witness stand Thursday and was cross-examined by Trump's lawyer, who grilled her about why she didn't scream during the alleged assault in a New York City department store dressing room. After numerous questions about it, Carroll said, "He raped me whether I screamed or not." Trump's lawyers are suggesting the 79-year-old writer came forward over 20 years after the incident she said occurred in order to sell more copies of her 2019 memoir.
That's Lisa G reporting. General Mills is issuing a recall for some of its bags of gold medal flour. The FDA says a possible presence of salmonella in several batches of flour has prompted the voluntary recall. So much for a relaxing game of golf.
Two foursomes began fighting at Cleveland Heights Golf Course in Lakeland, Florida. Members of one group started yelling at the other because they were playing too slow. But the foursome being yelled at said it wasn't their fault, it was the group in front of them. That's when fists started to fly. Some legs, too. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and believe me, there is a ton to talk about in the sports world, whether it's the NFL draft, whether it's NBA playoff basketball, NHL playoff playoff hockey. You got Major League Baseball going on. You got golf to talk about. You got UFC. I saw some bare-knuckle fighting last night on a Saturday. Those dudes are insane. What the heck are they thinking? But, hey, I ain't mad at them. It's entertainment, for crying out loud. Mike Wilson, my brother, we have an awesome hour ahead of us. Obviously, we'll talk to Jen Herrera, football player, on the other side. We're going to talk some NBA basketball, probably most of the hour, too, because so much to dive into.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm excited. How about you?
Obviously, I'm excited. We're already finished talking about the NFL draft, and we could probably go on with that as well, but the NBA playoffs, baby. Boston's still in it. Unfortunately, our golden Eastern Conference Finals not going to happen, but you got to move on with life, man.
Yeah, I want to talk to you a little bit about that, too. You know, about Giannis and how he chose to handle it. Taking some you know, some criticism here and there, and I may have even had a little criticism, but I understand where he's coming from. At the end of the day, right. Failure is only if you quit. It's not if you continue. So I get what he's saying. We got to take a break on the other side. Jen Herrera, football player, will join us. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Instead of collecting dust, your items could be collecting cash. So check out the biggest collectible marketplace in the U.S. at CollectibleExchange.com. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's CollectibleExchange.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Back in, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey, Robert, I got a message from Jen to have you give her a call again. For some reason, she missed your phone call, so give her a call back. She's waiting and ready now. Anyway, so we will have Jen Herrera in a moment, football player. We're going to hear her story. It's really interesting stuff, to be honest with you. I know, Mike, you and I know she was playing in a league out here. Something kind of fell apart, and now she's somewhere in San Diego. We'll get the skinny. We'll get the story from her when we do get her on the line. But before that, and obviously we'll just fill some time here for a quick second before we get her, you can call us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can also get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports. And just like that, man, it works very well when you work it, Mike. We now do have Jen Herrera, who is a football player, and we're going to hear all about her story once again, because honestly, it's a pretty cool story. So Jen, good morning. Glad to have you back on the program with us. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. How are you? Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, we are excited that you are back to doing what you want to be doing. And I know it's been kind of an up and down battle, right? Like, you had some good opportunity here in Arizona, and for some reason or another, it obviously came to a crashing halt. But you're now in San Diego, if I'm not mistaken, and you're playing football, right?
Well, I still live in Arizona, unfortunately. I wasn't able to fully just move to California, but yes, I do play for San Diego. I did change leagues. I went ahead and changed out of the X League as semi-pro, went full pro with the WNFC, which has been a remarkable franchise opportunity. This league is amazing. I mean, the women are amazing, and it's so much better established. So, oh yeah, yeah, it's been like the greatest thing ever.
Well, hey, Mike doesn't know, and I know you're going to jump in here in a moment, Mike. Yesterday they had a game. It wasn't really much of a game. It seems like your team showed up. I don't know about the other squad, but 40-0 is extremely impressive. So talk to us a little bit about the game yesterday and how you guys went about your business. I mean, are you guys running like some serious plays? Like, what's going on out there on the football field?
Oh, man. So I'm just going to kind of give you a heads up. So as far as the Pacific standing goes, because we do have a Pacific, a Central, and an Eastern. So the Pacific standing goes, number one is Utah. We're ranked second. Las Vegas is third. Seattle Majestics is fourth, is who we played yesterday. Oregon is fifth, and Los Angeles is sixth. So we did beat Seattle 40-0, and I will tell you it is a big contribution to our defense. And obviously I'm a little biased when it comes to that because I play on defense, but our defense is something to just be dealt with. We will not let you push by. We don't care if you're on the 4th yard line, 8th yard line, we will not let you score. So we are definitely somebody who will challenge you. So that's a big part of it. We had some great running plays by one of our best running backs, who is AG. And so, I mean, she gets through. We had a pick six from one of our defensive players. Like I said, our defensive baller, she's amazing. She had a pick six in our last game as well against Las Vegas, who we also beat 2 weeks ago. So I'm just telling you, we've just got some amazing talent on our team.
Good morning, Jen. This is Mike. I hope everything. I know you're really just struggling with that San Diego weather out there. Holy smokes! but the one thing that I'll ask you here is, you know, unfortunately, your last opportunity here back in the Valley didn't work out the way you wanted to, and now you've made the jump to this other league. In the first few days or maybe the first week or so, what were some big differences that you saw between the two leagues and how to solidify the jump that you made to this new league?
Oh, wow. I would just have to say the organization itself. This league has been well established for several years now, and the team that I'm playing for now with San Diego is one of the original teams. So I believe when the league was established, I'm not going to get all the details correct here, but I know it was only established with a handful of teams, San Diego being one of the originals. So as you can imagine, you know what I mean? And the owners, you know, Ninji, KO, all the owners and coaches are just very professional. Everything is very, very organized. And I mean, we go out there, it's just like you would see an NFL team. We go out there, our practice jerseys all match. We are one uniform team, and they keep us run like a military unit. And so I think that that's what, and as we all know, as far as running a bunch of, you know, ridiculous athletic adults, because we're all just knuckleheads, you know, you need that. You need that reform. You need that organization and that you need to have that, you dig your heels on how you're going to be ran, because otherwise we're just, you know, we're just a bunch of doofus idiots that want to smack into each other, so.
So, Jen, how long is the season, first and foremost? Is there a playoff? How does it all work? How can people check out this league, too?
Okay, yeah, we run very similar to NFL. We have so there are 16 national teams. We have, like I said, a Pacific, a Western, and an Eastern. We do have, so if you do want to watch us, and we ask that everybody support us, you go, the league is the WNFC, so you can either go to the WNFC Instagram, it's just like that, WNFC, you can go to our San Diego Rebellion Instagram, and it's on the bios. You go to WNFCfootball.com/WScore, and that is how you register for the season. You can either buy the package, it's not very expensive, it's like, I want to say it's like $40, or it's $9.99 a month, which is also not expensive. That's as much as somebody spends on, you know, energy drinks in a day. And what you do is you select your specific team that you want to follow, preferably San Diego. Thank you. And what you do is you get access to all the team games. You can see all the rankings. You can see all the games that have just passed. And so you get really up to date to kind of see how the league is going and really watch us play and watch us have that opportunity. You know, it would be really nice to expand our fan base. We would appreciate it so much.
No, I can absolutely agree with that. So again, plug the site for people one more time. Tell them how they can find more information about this league.
It is, you go to WNFCfootball.com/WScore, and you'll be able just to kind of follow the steps there. You register to be able to follow the league. You can either go to WNFC Football on Instagram, the San Diego Rebellion on Instagram. I believe it is also on Facebook, or even my Instagram, Juicy Jen Fit. Everything's on there as well.
What is, say that one more time. Give your Instagram. How can people follow you?
My Instagram is Juicy Jen Fit, all one word.
And kind of explain that to people, because I mean, every now and then I check out your Instagram, obviously, and you're always doing, like, some pretty cool stuff. You're a big biker, first and foremost. You've got, like, this bike gang, and I don't mean, like, motorcycle bikes. I mean, like, literally, bicycle gang. Yeah, you're a bicycle gang. It's pretty cool, and, like, you've got people, like, you do that with in California, am I correct? Like, your California friends?
Absolutely. So, okay, so basically, let me give you a gist. My Instagram is, about a few years ago, I kind of made it a point to inject as much positivity into the world as I could, and it just because I couldn't stand the negativity. So a lot of my Instagram is basically, I'm just sharing my lifestyle with, as an athlete. I share my lifestyle as to how I put athletics and physicality into my life. And so, as you said, bicycles are a big, huge thing for me. And it's not road bikes. No, it's not, like, motorcycles. It's BMXs. So I ride a BMX, and yes, I do. I travel pretty much all over the the West Coast, all over the country as often as possible, Las Vegas, all up and down the West Coast of California, the Bay Area, Los Angeles, all over Phoenix, all over Arizona, all over Southern California. And I jump in with bike crews. And what it is it's bike life. And so what I share with people is to show people how, like, versatile everybody is. You will see every walk of life on a bicycle all grouped together. And it is the most amazing vibe possible. So it's the most freeing experience. If you don't have a bike, get a fucking bike. Or sorry about that. Get a bike. Jump on a bike. Find a crew who rides around. We are so welcoming. And so, yeah, and then I share, like, me going to the gym. I share that I work out outside, you know, basically my life with football. It's all based positivity, encouragement. So, yeah, that's what you get with me, with Juicy Jen, on my Instagram.
Hey, I love it. It's awesome stuff. We look forward to catching up with you, if not every week, every other week, whatever your schedule will allow. It's always kind of cool to check out what you're doing, because at the end of the day, we're here to support anybody and everybody that is positive. And you know what? Women's football, I've checked it out a little bit. Like, you're right. There are some freaking athletes out there. So, and I found myself watching women's college basketball, for crying out loud, man. Like, so Caitlin Clark, it got me. Women can do things just like men. And more power to you, Jen.
I appreciate you, man. Yeah, women's football, I mean, it's pretty freaking amazing. I'm telling you, there's some women out there that are, there's some big girls out there, man. Do not knock it. It's still a sport. It's still so technical. It doesn't matter, I mean, what you are, who you are. It is still technical. It is super technical. And that's just the one thing I attribute to my coaches. They are very highly technical. They give us our one job we got to do and go out there to handle it.
Hey, love it. We'll catch up with you again. Have a great day. Jen Herrera, football player. We love her. We love having her on the program. She brings a lot of fun and excitement to it. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Why don't you come at us a little bit? 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, brother, we got to get into some NBA hoops, man. It's just that time. You and I have neglected it for almost an hour and 30 minutes here, so it's time to get into it. Okay, so first and foremost, man, I got to talk a little bit about the Milwaukee Bucks and how they exited the 2023 NBA playoffs. Look, Giannis goes down, right, in game one, doesn't play the next couple. Bucks win one of those two. They wind up being up double digits in games 4 and 5 late in the fourth quarter, and they squander leads. Jimmy Bucket scores 98 points in 2 games. Yeah, I said that right. Jimmy Bucket scored 98 frickin' points in 2 games. Bud's brother dies in a car accident during the series. Like, I'm sorry, but there's so much here, dude, right? Like, there's so much to kind of
– Giannis getting hurt.
Well, I said that early. I said that immediately. So, Giannis goes down, right? 11 guy plays 11 right. minutes the first 3 games. Okay, like that's bizarre. That's crazy. You're not expecting it. No Jay Crowder. Like, we've traded 5 picks to get Jay Crowder, and Jay Crowder couldn't see the damn floor. Pat Connaughton didn't play well. He was up and down. Bobby Portis couldn't get on the floor. I mean, dude, I can go on. Okay, I guess you get what I'm saying. It was a colossal. collapse of epic proportions, my friend. So at the end of the day, it just really went bad for 10 days for the Milwaukee Bucks, when through 4, 5, 6 months it never went that way. So things can change at the drop of a hat. Then you're talking about what's going to happen now in the future, right? Because, like, there's so many more questions than answers. Even if had they won this season, what would this offseason look like? And then all of a sudden that started happening. And now Giannis isn't going to sign his extension, so he'll wait till next year. You know, there's so much going on, bro. And, like, it can change in the drop of a hat. And that's what's happened to the Milwaukee Bucks. And, you know, unfortunately for Bud, he had some things happen throughout the playoffs, right? His brother passing away in a car accident, that ain't easy to deal with. But at the end of the day, Mike Wilson, he has a job to do. And he didn't do his job. Right. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sensitive, and I understand thoughts and prayers and everything go to Bud and everybody that affected. But ultimately, I'm looking at it like this, man. That could have been his saving grace. That could have been his place, right? where things could have made sense for him for like 3 freaking hours, maybe 4, maybe stretch it to 5 hours, where you're preparing and all this stuff. But mentally, man, they just weren't with it. Mentally, things went bad. And ultimately, they were out competitive. They weren't competitive enough. Like, they didn't compete hard enough, bro. So at the end of the day, Miami played harder. Miami played better. They deserve to go on. They deserve to advance. But you can't look at this and you can't say it's not a failure. And I understand Giannis's point of view. I really do. I do. But failure makes you go back and work harder, at least to me, right? So
it should.
So if it's not going to be failure, next year needs to be better, Giannis. If you think about what the Bucks have done 4 of the last 5 years, Mike, when they've had a team that could literally win it all, they've had early exits, okay? So the truth is the truth. The facts are the facts. Something's got to change in Milwaukee. And quite frankly, to me, the easiest fix is getting rid of Bud. I've never been a huge Bud guy in the first place. And when you look at the lack of adjustments and everything else that happened in that first round, I think I make a lot of sense. There's guys out there that are really good, like Nick Nurse. I would have been on the phone with Nick Nurse after game 4 and said, "Hey man, you know what? We're probably going to need to talk to you. We're probably going to need to talk to you. So be ready, because your phone's going to be ringing soon." So I'm a little disappointed, if you can't tell. Like, I'm not mad, okay? I'm not mad, because I don't get mad about stuff. But I'm disappointed that an opportunity has come and gone, and now there's so many questions and so little answers about the Milwaukee Bucks' future. So that's my rant on that. Now let's talk about teams that are actually playing. Okay, let's talk about the teams that are still in this. And let's talk a little bit about Sacramento and Golden State. For crying out loud, bro, that has been an awesome series. And it's almost too bad that they had to have it in the first round. Like, I would have loved to have seen this in the Western Conference Finals, or maybe even the second round of the Western Conference. But what a matchup. I think we're seeing the Sacramento Kings grow right before our eyes, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, just to jump back just a little bit to your to your Milwaukee Bucks. Like, after my son called me after they got knocked out, and he's like, "Hey, Dad, you might want to go do a wellness check on your on Andy there, man. he might be a little down." And I'm like, he's gonna be fine. He'll go on a rant or two, but he'll be fine. I am totally, I said this weeks ago, I am on the Sacramento train. Light that beam. Light that beam as many times as you can, man, because you are right, Andy. We are watching the Sacramento Kings grow up right in front of us. And I'm just going to throw this out there. For a lot of us Celtic fans, it would be so fun to watch Sacramento take out Golden State. It would just be kind of make our hearts sing a little bit to see that. But look, the Kings are no joke, and they've been no joke the whole year. I mean, that's why their coach got Coach of the Year this year, because everybody recognized that Mike Brown has done a phenomenal job coaching that team. The GM, the admins at that team have done a great job putting that team together. And I'm telling you, from here on out, I mean, I was a Fox fan for a long time, but
Aaron,
you know,
Fox,
he
yeah.
was hurt. DeAndre, yeah. And
De'Aaron Fox.
I keep wanting to say DeAndre. I don't know why.
Because you're thinking about Ayton and Fox at the same time. That's what you're doing.
God, I am so happy you are here to read my mind. It's just incredible.
That's what I'm hearing, man. So go.
No,
go
I, ahead, I bro, need sorry. To take you to Vegas and make some money. It's one of those things where, you know, you can say what you want about Sabonis and the whole thing with Draymond and all that kind of crap, but I would take Sabonis on my team in a heartbeat. The guy plays hard. He plays physical. He can score. He can rebound.
Okay.
Fox can score. Fox might be the best scorer in the Western Conference.
I agree. He's clutch. But you brought up Sabonis for a moment. Let's talk about this a little bit. Here's where I'm at with this. Unfortunately, I think that Sabonis has actually hurt himself when you look at what he's done throughout this series. Because he's been so much of an instigator with Draymond, sure. Quite frankly. And again, I think you got to give a little credit to Mike Brown, because Mike Brown knows the ins and outs of the Golden State Warriors better than anybody.
Absolutely.
So ultimately, yep. If the Kings are to get through this, which I believe they win Game 7 at home, it's just such a crazy atmosphere there, and they're going to be so excited. But I really think that's a key. But you brought up Sabonis, and I think to a certain degree Sabonis has hurt himself by making this so much of a, like, let's get Draymond agitated thing that it's kind of affected him. So hopefully he can go out there and just go out and play basketball and not let all the other stuff get to him too much. I know I hear the music. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the NBA playoffs, because it's, honestly, I'm going to go back to an old slogan. It's fantastic, baby. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, by the way. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Okay, cool. We've got someone that wants to call us from Ohio. I like it. We got Don in Ohio, wants to talk some Los Angeles Lakers. Don, you got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf. It's your world, brother. Glad to have you on the show for the first time. I don't think we've ever had you. So, Don, what's going on, brother?
What's up, Dorf, man?
How you doing, man? What's up?
I'm doing good. I heard you crying about your Bucks, so I had to call in and tell you it's all about Blah La Land. It's all about the Lakers. We're supposed to lose this series. We're chilling at home. Got kicked back. LeBron's kicked back. He's all rested up. Says bring on the Kings and the Warriors.
Yeah, you know what? You want the Kings and the Lakers, or who do you want?
It really don't matter. After Friday night, winning by 40, bring it on.
So you think the Lakers are the best team in the West right now? Is that what I'm gathering from you?
Not saying all that. I'm saying we should get past the next round to face either Denver or Phoenix, and then we'll probably have problems.
Okay, so let me ask you something. And again, appreciate the call, Don. I don't think we've ever had you on the phone. How are you listening to us? I'm just curious. Well, how are you checking us out?
It's through through the app on 479, the Byline app.
Okay, I got you. Cool. Question for you, since you got my mind going a little bit. LeBron James, where do you see him fitting in with the Los Angeles Lakers all-time greats? Because that question has kind of been thrown out there as of late, right? Because the Lakers haven't been that great with LeBron. They do have the championship with him, right, in the bubble. But where are you on LeBron? And are you a big Laker guy, first and foremost? Is that your squad?
I'm a diehard Laker fan.
Okay, cool.
I started following the Lakers when I was 8 years old when they got Jabbar.
Hey, Don, this is perfect. You know why? Because my partner, who's being very quiet right now, he's a Boston Celtic guy. So I think
I know that. He's a hater. I'm still not over 84 when Magic threw the ball away two games. So don't get me started on 84 when we should have whipped your ass in about five games. Still not over it. Taking it to the grave.
Mike, go ahead, man. What do you got to say? Boston Lakers? How, honestly, hey, just so you know, Don, I predicted Boston-LA. Maybe what was that, like about a week ago, Mike, after what I saw? I said something like, I'm thinking Boston-LA finals this year. I did say that. So, Mike, go ahead. I'll let you take it from
there. Well, you also said Boston-Denver as well in that same message to me. So, you know, look, would I, any basketball historian, anybody enjoys NBA basketball, would love to see Boston and LA, the Lakers again. Like, that would be fantastic to me, even though, you know, my loyalty lies with the green, and his is the purple and gold. I get that. I understand that. The history of the NBA is wrapped up in Boston and LA. For most of its existence. I mean, let's just be real about it. But would I love to see that? Yeah. Do I think Boston would be able to beat the Lakers in a seven game series or however long it took? Absolutely. But I know that he thinks just the opposite. That's what makes this so fun, is that we have our reasons why we follow our team. But you know, look, the question here was, where do you see LeBron in the pantheon of greats with the Lakers? I mean, what is he top five? Is he top three? Is he what is he to you?
Good question.
For me, he's probably, I'd say top five, because there've been so many greats. I'd say put Wilt in there, Jabbar, Kobe,
right.
Magic, and Shaq are my top five.
Where's Kareem?
I'd put him right at number one, probably Wilt
okay.
number two.
Okay. You know, that's also
to me, game. I mean,
but that's
I was
also
like 9 years old when we got him, and he was all-time leading scorer up until, you know, a couple months ago, so I got to put him number one.
But that's another debate, man. Like, I find it really interesting, you know, so LeBron now takes over that scoring, right? Like, in LeBron's case, I feel like it's longevity, whereas with Kareem, like, dude had a shot that nobody could block, okay? Like, at the end of the day, you can't take that away from him. So, it's really weird, okay? Like, we're splitting hairs here. Like, let's be honest. They're all great. So with that being said, who is your greatest player of all time, Don? I'm curious.
Yeah, it's a tough question.
I know.
I don't like Jordan because I thought the 80 Lakers would whip the Bulls' ass in the 90s, but that's just me because I'm a diehard Showtime fan. greatest player ever?
Yeah.
I would either say I went back on the computer and looked at the stats, and some of these numbers are mind-boggling. I would either say Jerry West or Wilt.
See, I love it. I love it because that's why this is such a great debate, because it's so subjective, right?
One year, he almost averaged 50 points a game.
Dude, I know. And I mean,
you're talking about a badass white boy. It's like, damn, bro.
Yeah, but putting, hey, let's put in perspective some of the things that Pistol Pete did, right? Like, so that all
right.
these guys were so special. And to me, it's one of those things where the debate, it's not a debate, people, okay? Like, let's stop trying to compare different eras. At the end of the day, I think LeBron James would have been good in any era. Michael Jordan would be good in any era. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would have been good in any era. Wilt would have been good in any era. So all the players you're talking about, all the players we're talking about, they would have been great at any time that they ever played the game. So, great stuff. Hey, just out of curiosity.
I would say just enjoy the greatness. That's me.
What was that?
I would say just enjoy their greatness. That's just me, though.
Yep. I agree. So I agree. We all agree on that. So with that being said, where are you on a guy like Kevin Durant? Do you like Kevin Durant? Do you like everything he's all about? Where are you on Kevin Durant?
Back in whenever he won the first finals with the Warriors, I always thought he was the best player in the NBA once he left Texas. And I still feel that way.
So you still think he's the best player in the NBA. Okay, okay. Where is Giannis on that? Where do you have Giannis? Where do you have Giannis? How good of a player is Giannis?
He was good until his post game the other night when he was comparing. The reporter asked him about a failure for the season that kind of ticked him off, and he said, "Well, Michael Jordan was in the league for 15 years and he only won 6 titles. So you tell me the other nine seasons were failures."
Look, he's got a point. So you know,
he does.
He's got a point, right? And the point is this: at the end of the day, I think what he's really trying to say is if you really think you're a failure, then you quit, right? That's the only way that Giannis thinks that that it would be a failure is if he were to quit and he wouldn't go back to the drawing board and get back there and start doing it all over again for next season. So I think there's some value in what he said, but I also, on the other side, man, like, I'm sorry, but the Milwaukee Bucks missed an opportunity to have a lot of success. So if you're not going to call it a failure, you have to call it a blown opportunity. And I think that they're similar.
Right.
It's just a way that you want to word it. And you know, I've seen a lot of comparisons with him and Kobe lately. And I saw Mike may have even sent me something from Kobe the other day where he's preaching about it. I don't remember if it was you or somebody else. But I think what made it different is when Kobe was preaching about it and he was being philosophical, his words were like right on point. Whereas Giannis, I think he needed to develop what he was saying just slightly better. However, you can draw your own conclusion from what he said. And I'm drawing the conclusion that the only way, in Giannis's humble opinion, you fail is if you quit. But if you go back and you keep working at something, you are not a failure, and ultimately, you're going to succeed at some point. Hey, Don, we appreciate the call, brother. Do you listen to us on a regular or no?
Yeah, I try to catch you every other Sunday when you're on.
All right, good, man.
I think it's one of the best shows on the throughout the week, you guys. Hey,
we do appreciate it, man, because at the end of the day, bro, here's what we do, okay? We watch and we try to be as objective as we can. Like, you know I'm a Milwaukee Bucks fan, right? Like, you said that.
Right.
But you know I'm really freaking hard. Yeah, but I am hard on them too, right? Like, I'm not a homer.
Right.
When they stink, bro, I'm telling you, man, they stink. And when they fail to make the most of an opportunity, I am telling you right now, they failed to make the most of an opportunity. So you know what? I hate to say this, but either you or Mike are probably going to wind up being really happy because I'm right there with you too. I think Boston's got a great shot, and why the hell not? The Lakers can absolutely do it too, man. But I'm going to give an edge to Mike's squad. I think they got the best roster in the NBA. So
yeah, I said Boston, Phoenix before the playoffs started.
Yeah, no, I hear you there, man.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate the call, because we're up against
you.
So. We appreciate you, Don. Have a good one. We'll keep calling in, bro, because this was good conversation, man. Bye. Mike Wilson, man. We got Don in Ohio calling us. I inspired him with my Milwaukee Bucks rant. See what you do when you – and by the way, he's in Ohio. Hold on. This is kind of crazy. Now, I didn't even address this. He's in Ohio. He's a Laker fan. What about the Cavs, man? What about the Cavs? Okay, we'll get into that with him next time. Okay, bro, so real quickly, how do the Kings get it done against Golden State today?
Well, look, I mean, it just comes down to what they've been doing in this series. I mean, you got to rebound, you got to limit your turnovers, and somehow, some way, you got to limit the amount of shots that Curry and Clay get, because if they're getting fresh looks, you're dead to rights. That's a recipe for disaster. So it just comes down to the basics for any NBA team: rebounding, limit your turnovers, and just treat every possession like it's your life in the playoffs.
Hey, let me ask you this: I've been watching this series really closely. Okay, I've watched every series really closely. Okay, but here's what I've noticed from certain teams, like Golden State and the Kings, dude, they play with so much pace, okay? And they are moving the ball like it's a hot potato, and they are they move so well without the ball. That's what I've noticed, like, so much different from what the freaking Milwaukee Bucks were doing. These guys are moving without the ball. They're playing with heart, they're playing with desire, and they're playing with a ton of passion, man. So I think we're watching, like, next level stuff with the Golden State Warriors and the Kings. I like the Kings to get it done, man. I mean, come on, man. They're going to light the beam one more time there in Sacramento, aren't they?
Exactly. Light the beam, folks. Let's get it going. Yeah.
We got to take that final pause for the cause, and then we do what we always do, people. It's called parting shot time. So keep it close. Those are always interesting. I never know what Mike Wilson's going to say, and believe me, he never knows what I'm going to say. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf and Mike Wilson coming at you. Got to thank our guests before we get into our parting shots. John Poulter in hour number one. We talk hockey and baseball. Jen Herrera, she's a women's professional football player. We'll talk to her from time to time throughout her season. Just entertaining, just fun, and very positive about life in general. Okay. Before we do our parting shots, you can always get at us a couple few different ways. On Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. All right, my friend, you are up with a parting shot.
You know, look, the NFL draft was this past week, and lives are changed, families' lives are changed. But the one that I thought was one of the best ones was the Dallas Cowboys scout Chris Vaughn. He got to make the call to his son that the Cowboys had drafted him, and the emotion that he showed calling his son was just unreal. I mean, most families go through all that, but when you work for one of these franchises and you get to draft your son and make that call, I can't even imagine the amount of pride that goes into that. So kudos to the Vaughn family, and much success to that young man, Deuce Vaughn of Kansas State.
No, that is really cool, and that is one of the cool things about the draft. They have a way of putting that little niche in there, right, with that little touch of class. So absolutely, bro, very good of you to recognize that. I did see that as well. Very special. All right, my parting shot is this. Look, it's going to be a new NBA champion is my thought. I don't know if the Golden State Warriors have enough to get it done, so we will see what happens with that. My Milwaukee Bucks are out. I can kind of watch this stuff and relax and chill, so maybe I'll be able to enjoy it a little bit more, and I won't be screaming at the television all the time and waking people up at night. So I guess Katie's probably happy about that. But at the end of the day, man, it's the sports world. It's nuts. It's chaos, and that's why I love talking to you about it. For Mike, for Robert, and all the guests and the callers today, Don, you're the man in Ohio. I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.